Welcome to the Sonntag Podcast Tea Teat. I'm Susanne.
And I'm Ute.
And today we have Farida with us. Very welcome, Farida.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes. And we are trying to get together since the district conference in Luxembourg in September last year, because you had such a touching presentation about your life, so that we always tried to get you here into the podcast, because we thought more people have to listen to your story. That was really fascinating. Hand on heart, I'm looking forward to having you. And Farida, maybe you start telling us a bit about yourself. Now you are in a pharma company, you did medicine, but maybe we start a bit earlier and tell us a bit about your family and your life.
Yeah, well, first I was really grateful and I was overwhelmed by emotions and really touched by the reactions and the feedback I received during the district meeting, because I really did not expect that. I was just telling a story that was so normal for me, but I was really touched and I will never, never forget this experience. So thank you all for your feedback. So indeed, I am Farida Lamkanfi, and in some months I will be 48 years old, and I live in Brussels, and I work as well in Brussels, but I'm working for a pharmaceutical company as senior director medical for diabetes and obesity, which is a little bit my expertise, and born in 1976. And so in the 1970s, my parents came to Belgium from a poor rural region in Morocco, in the northern part of Morocco. And they came really with a dream and hope, and leaving their family, parents and siblings and the whole culture behind them towards an unknown country. And so I'm the first of eight children. I am privileged, I can say, to have really seven siblings, five brothers and two sisters. And as we are all now educated, left home, having our own life, it's really fantastic to be together.
Mm-hmm. And now this sounds like really a success story, but I remember that the way to this point was quite hard. And I don't know whether I'm right, but I remember that your parents, or at least your mother, couldn't read or write. Is that true, Farida?
Yes, absolutely. And still, it is the case. And a lot of people might think, like, how can that be? Because I'm a medical doctor and worked many years as a doctor in a hospital and in a primary care practice. I have a brother who is a professor in immunology. I have two brothers who are civil engineers, also PhDs, and another one who has a PhD in informatics. And so we are really highly educated. My father was also a very smart boy when he was little, and he had to leave school too early a little bit. And so he really encouraged us to study hard and all in the science. But my mother was, in fact, the person who had dedicated her life as a child also for the family, because she was the first one. She worked in the field with her family. And as the oldest child, she also took care for her brothers and sisters. And she never could go to school. And when she was married, in fact, she's in our family also the silent force of the family, and she sacrifices still. Now she enjoys life a little bit more. Now she is grandmother, etc. But she really sacrificed her life, her whole life, to take care of her eight children and her husband, and worked really day and night in the household. So where my father was my inspiration for perseverance, education, being curious about the science, etc., my mother is my inspiration for how to take really genuinely care for other people.
And as I think this is, I remember that you always said connecting with people, and we are going to talk about that. And what really touched me was, it's a bit a story of migration, isn't it? Your life story. And you told us about your youth, and it was quite hard because, I mean, now we sit here and everything is fine. But it, as far as I remember, it was quite hard, and you were not into the group, and you were some
indeed
sort of outsider.
Well, Suzanne, I must say that a connection is something that is very important for me, but it's also very important for each of us as human beings. If you are not connected first with your heart, with your soul, with yourself, not connected with your family, with your friends, with the world, then you're lost. So connection is for me key. And I was looking back to my life, I was continuously looking for connection. And for me, that is the key. And indeed, my life was a little bit a struggle. But looking back, I am very grateful. Just to be clear, I am a very happy person because of my history, because of my search. And it was a difficult life because of different reasons. The first reason is growing up as a girl, which was not always easy. Second, being the daughter of immigrants, and with all the perception that existed at that time, and sometimes still, about immigrants or children of immigrants. A lot of children still struggle about it. The third one is the fact that I was as a child, I was very obese. I had really struggled with obesity, and that really touched
me. What is obesity? Maybe you explain it.
Well, I will try not to be the doctor explaining obesity. I will make it very simple. But in fact, obesity is a disease. A lot of people still think there is a lot of stigma, and a lot of people still think it is really own fault. It is just a lifestyle choice, etc., which is absolutely not correct. And now we know, because of science, it is really a disease of excessive fat and thick fat tissue, which makes a lot of inflammation, but also attacking or making heart organs like the heart, the liver, the kidneys, etc., sick. So people are really struggling also because losing 50%, around 50% is genetic, but around 50% is environment, of course. And there is a lot of things happening outside of us, which makes it not so easy for people to live healthy sometimes. Second, people who try to lose weight, and it's also a struggle within their body because it's not easy to keep the weight you have lost. Why? Because your body is going really to try to do everything to get back to the set point. And so all hormones, and a lot of things happen in the body, which makes it difficult. So the people really do their best, but their signals going to the brain saying you, the hunger is increasing, the satiety is going down, and your body is going to lose or to use less energy because it wants to go back to the weight you are used to. But the impact of obesity on health issues is huge, and now we start better and better to understand that. And so I hope really with my work I'm doing and with the whole community, we can start stop stigmatizing people and saying and blaming them for not being disciplined or whatever, because that is completely false. And that is what I experienced as a child, because I was fat, and which is certainly in children as well. You are bullied, you are excluded from everything almost. And it happened to me several times during school time when we have like sports or group exercises. And then the children had to choose who will be in their team. And they always chose me as the last one because they told me you are not going to do anything. The only way where you can be of added value is being in the goal, because with your body you can keep the balls outside of the goal. And so it really touched me. I felt really disconnected from everything and also from my group, because as a child, you want to belong somewhere. Mm-hmm. And as a human being, you want to belong. And so I felt really worthless and disconnected, not only from the environment, but also with myself. I hated my body. I hated myself, whatever I did. And so, but on the same time, by connecting with all these experiences, I knew I will not give up. And I tried really to find myself, but it was really key for me to understand the blaming, how it can really punishing people, reject being feeling rejected, punished and bullied is hard for people.
And was it harder for you as a girl, because now coming to Zontar and what you're doing for Zontar, and your heart is really there, because we could feel it at the conference. It was like you were like a shining star.
Oh, thank you.
And did this experience have an effect of what you are doing now? So taking care of women rights.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things happened during life, and it was also with the work I'm doing, not only being a girl in a community, in a society, which had felt regularly by the society, because my parents did all their best to support me, and I feel privileged because they wanted me to study medicine, but there was still always this kind of prejudice by the bigger community, maybe at that time, a long time ago, like, yes, but a girl should not study too long, she has a role to play, children, blah blah blah, all these things. And so I was convinced even as a child that I can also be of service to people. That is one thing, as personally. Second, studying medicine, there I understood clearly that not studying and working as medical doctor in a wealthy country like Belgium, in Europe, it opened already my eyes that health and wealth is something very important, and that can affect everybody, the poor ones, the rich ones, people from Africa, from Europe, whatever. But where I really understood, and then I come back to your question, Ute, is that volunteering as a medical doctor in less developed countries. I have done voluntary work in Peru. I have done voluntary work in Ecuador, in rural regions, in the Amazon region, in the Amazon communities. And there I understood what poverty can do and health can do on communities. And certainly in poverty, you have also a kind of hierarchy where finally the woman is the one who ends like below the gradation. And so I started to understand, but what happens there, we all have the same struggle as women, although of course poor people, poor regions have much harder. But what I learned from that also is the inner power women have. If the world is very hard, if they have really hard lives, they will try to do everything to at least some little things, but to help their children, to feed their children. We sometimes forget our inner power, our inner force to go through it and to grow, etc. And then I started to read things about women health and impact of women health, discrimination, etc., based on WHO and all this. And then through this experience in Peru and in the Amazon region, in Ecuador, I was even more driven by finding my voice to give voice to the voicelesses. and mm-hmm. finding my inner power to give energy to those who do not have the power. And there I started to work to the plan to find a sisterhood where I can contribute. And for me, it was clear, Zonta, like an international organization, having done already so many things with a wonderful history, when I have been asked to join, it was like, yeah, that's the home I needed to.
Yeah. I think everybody feels your enthusiasm and your inspiration, and you are, you really take our heart and hand on the heart. It's really fascinating listening to your story. And you want to be of service for people as a doctor, or now in a company, in a pharma company, and also with Zonta. You are in Brussels, Zabel. Yes. No? You are in the Zonta in Brussels, Zabel. I think we didn't tell before.
Yeah.
So you really, you really give people energy, and that is really fascinating, Farida.
Thank you. I feel privileged. Some people say, "Oh, you must have a hard life," but I feel privileged. I'm still here. And I'm very happy. Why? Not only because I worked hard to get where I am now, with my education, my family still there, but also because I recognize my inner power and my resilience. I think sometimes we forget when we get challenges, very high challenges. Of course, hoping that your health is good, you did not lose children or someone you love, but really, like, resilience is such a powerful thing, not only for yourself, but it makes really yourself, if you're aware of that, very it gives sense to life. And where I am now, I'm very happy. I have everything achieved what I really loved to achieve. For me, it is normal. I can give back to society, give back to the world. I have received talents and skills. I want to use it to be an example. I'm never going to tell a girl or a woman or a young person, like, you have to do that. No, I will say, I understand, with my heart, I understand you, with my soul, I understand you, with my eyes, I see you. I will be your sister next to you when you need me, I'm there. But I'm not going to tell you to do my work or I do your, but I'm there with you. And people, I believe that everybody has something to tell. And I will be next to you, but I'm not going to tell you what to do. So, otherwise I will ignore your power and your beauty.
But maybe you, it's really a story about finding your own way.
Yes.
I always had the, I wanted to say something because I see you here, the others can't see you. And you are really a thin person, and you are not anyway fat anymore, as you say. So you've really worked on yourself, on your body, on your soul, on your heart, and you followed your dreams. And maybe this is your energy to have understanding for other people and to give your hand to I can help you, right?
And also I cannot be here like now if it was not with the other ones. And with the other ones, I mean, also really, when I see myself now, I can see a woman with a colorful bag, with full of life experiences, really proud but humble, driven and compassionate. And I hope I feel authentic, and I'm grateful for the struggles, the people who did not believe in me as well, who were part of my journey, and also the one who ignored me. And also for the sparkles, I'm really grateful for the sparkles and the inspiration and the believers and the opportunities I got in my life. So life, happiness is not only wow, 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 bling, 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 but it's also all the colors. And so also the negative ones shaped me. And so I am grateful that I have an inner power, that I can use that.
I must say, you have a very, very special life, because you told us that your father encouraged you to get educated, and your mother was holding the family together. You got every experience maybe other people don't have, because this is a very special situation. And you told all your brothers and sisters have an academic profession.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, indeed.
So your parents gave you something very, very special.
Yeah, well, they gave us, of course, there is, I mean, they gave us the dreams they hoped they couldn't achieve for themselves. They created, it's not opposing their dreams on us, but they created an environment, although it was really hard for them as well. Mm-hmm. They sacrificed a lot of things for their own life, but gave us all options and all possibilities. Mm-hmm. And so I would never be able to do what they did. So when I talk about them, and of course, I mean, they have, as every parent, there are limitations, etc. Nobody's perfect. But looking back now, as someone almost 50 years to my life, and what they still are doing for with us in with their children in their minds, I mean, yeah, just the idea of not having them around me is already bringing tears in my eyes, because they are my parents. But they learned us beyond only being like studying or whatever, but standing in life. And my parents and mother are different. My father and mother are different, but they gave us really both life insights about life in different ways. So they were very complementary to us.
Big impact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Faridas, thank you very much for sharing this story of connectedness and being of service with us. And I think everybody listening feels that spirit that we felt in Luxembourg when you told us your story. And I'm really keen on giving a lot of people the chance to hear that and to take energy out of this story. Thank you very much, Farida.
Thank you very much, both Ute and Susanne. And I really want to thank you, and I'm really grateful. And I really hope you are doing excellent work by doing something like this, a podcast. People can listen it in the car or when walking in the park. So you are doing as well a very important work within Zonta.
I'm very, very sure we will hear a lot.
I hope to see you.
Thank you, Farida. And
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Take care. Thanks.